Joyce, good evening.
Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. What would you like to say?
Well, I have personal experience of using ARC, the charity. I lost my little girl when I was 21 weeks in March of this year. She had water on the brain, and just actually, there weren't many sort of charities or support networks out there that kind of talk you through the processes. And because I lost my daughter at 21 weeks, she was considered as a miscarriage as opposed to the stillbirth. There's a legislation is that anything over 25 weeks is then considered as a stillbirth. And for me, I'm still a mother. I've still had a child, and to think that she's not registered, recognised, kind of anywhere apart from sort of within my immediate family is heartbreaking.
Well, you can't actually register that your daughter's death.
No, it's considered as a miscarriage, which is heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. And you know, it's been my one and only experience of pregnancy. When people say to me, "Oh, do you have any children?" You know, what do I say? Well, yes, I have had a daughter.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, she's not here with me, and I completely understand. You know, how people sort of look and think, "Oh, you'll try again," and blah blah blah, and. But that doesn't help me here and now. And then subsequent pregnancies, I mean, I'm pregnant again with my rainbow baby, as they're known as. And
sorry, explain that. What's a rainbow baby?
Rainbow baby. In a sense, you know, your treasure at the end of the rainbow, that, you know, you've gone through an experience and you know, you've been fortunate enough and to be blessed again. So, you know, fingers crossed, you know, I get to, you know, to have a child to sort of bring home. But, you know, it's the eyes of everyone around me. It would be my first child, but it's not. You know, I am what's known as an unfinished mother. And that's something that, you know, I will always have to live with. And it's hard for my grief is different from my husband's grief. You know, he grieves of what having a child would have meant, you know, for him, for us as a family. I grieve the actual loss of feeling her, you know, and just everything that went with being pregnant and the trauma of going through labour. And it's something that I would never, ever get over. And, you know, all I can say is that time does make it a little bit easier.
You sound, though, as if you probably think about what might have been, think about the daughter that you lost every day.
Oh, most definitely. I have a charm necklace which has got her handprint on it, and I've got a bracelet that's got her footprint on it, and I wear them religiously. They are my jewellery. They are my every moment. And that's, I keep her with me. And that's all I can do.
Mm. And I bet this pregnancy, too, is quite a difficult journey for you.
Most definitely, because I feel as if I've been robbed of, I suppose, the innocence of pregnancy. Mm. I would never ever forget going to the 12-week scan and the NT score, so the fluid behind my baby's neck being high, then having the CVS and the results coming back okay, and then you think, oh, okay, we've made it through that hurdle, and then we got to the 20-week scan, and then they were like, boom, this is the news. And, you know, and that's what I sort of experienced now going through this pregnancy. It's like, yes, we've been offered the early scans, and we've been told that, you know, statistically it won't happen to us again, but there are these milestones now that me and my husband need to achieve, that, you know, to make it that little bit easier, that little bit closer. I mean, we won't buy anything until we actually bring baby home this time, and, you know, that's really hard. You know, you start getting your house together, and, you know, you start telling your friends all that you're going to be pregnant and that you're having a baby, and then one day you're pregnant and the next day you're not. And then it's hard then seeing pregnant people around you as well, you know, and it's envy. People have got something that you so desperately want.
And did you find that your friends found it difficult to talk to you about it? They didn't know what to say.
Friends, definitely. Some friends, even family. I mean, it's what do you say? I mean, ultimately, for me, no one could really say the right thing, because all I want is I want my little girl, and no one can bring that back.
And they can't. They often can't know the intense emotional pain you're actually going through.
Yeah, completely. And I've never ever experienced anything like this. you know, it's heartbreaking. It's, you know, I feel that, you know, the day that I lost my daughter, a part of me went with her. Mm. And, you know, people sort of, you know, think, oh, you know, Joyce, come on, it's been 6 months now. You should be, like, getting yourself back out there and doing all the things that you used to do. And it's hard.
Mm.
And all you want is you want your baby, you want to be pregnant, you want to have a family, you want the happy ever after that you kind of see everyone else around you seems to be able to have. And, you know, I went into pregnancy the first time round quite naive, thinking that, oh, you come home with a baby. I thought that was it. You know, you went and had these scans and that you came home with a baby. Well, you know, statistically, there are 35,000 couples that this happens to every year, if not more.
Joyce, there's a question that I've been debating whether to ask you throughout this entire conversation. I'm going to ask you, did you name your baby?
Yes, her name's Ava. Her name's Ava, and I had her ashes with me at home.
So they allow you to cremate her?
Yeah, we were very, very lucky. The hospital that I'm under and I was under, they organised her funeral, so we had our own service. At the local crematorium, the local undertakers donate the coffin. There was a really, really good charity called Lisa's Stars, because obviously my baby was so small, I was worried about what to put her in. So there's ladies out there that kind of knit blankets and premature baby clothes. So I got in contact with them and was able to get an outfit that would fit her. And, you know, it was perfect in the sense that, you know, we were able to give her the send-off that we felt was appropriate for us, and we were able to bring her ashes home.
So you have some memories that you can cherish?
Oh, most definitely. I've got photos and everything. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, I feel that, you know, I've had aunts that said, oh, I lost a child, you know, X amount of years ago, and you sort of hear their stories. One thing I'm saying is my hospital were amazing. I got footprints, handprints, photos, everything. Everything that I felt that I needed, I got to hold her. You know, everything that kind of made that moment, I suppose, easier for me.
Well, Joyce, if ever I had any doubts about doing this subject this hour, you've just dispelled them, because I think everyone that's listened to your story will have such empathy with you. I'm so glad you told us what your daughter's name was. Thank you very much indeed. I think I'm tearing up now. Let's take a short break. I'm Ian Dale. This is LBC 97.3.